Hey, you want to go to the next conference but don't have the money?
Oh, yeah.
Well, PT Puncast, the APTA, and Aureus Medical Group have your back. Free entry into the conference for you and a guest. A $1,000 Visa gift card for you to use on travel, hotel, and food expenses. And we'll make you part of the podcast.
Heck yeah.
How do you win? Enter online at ptpintcast.com
or on our social media channels at ptpintcast.
It's all powered by Aureus Medical Group. Looking for a job as a physical therapist anywhere in the U.S.? Aureus has you covered. Online at aureusmedical.com and the American Physical Therapy Association at apta.org. Contest ends April 30th, 2018.
Oh my God! Thank you! Before you even venture out, you have to find the need for it, and you have to understand, put yourself in the patient's point of view and figure out their pain points.
Meet Asha Gumati. Asha is a PT from Philadelphia. A little while ago, she entered a contest through National Geographic to find an idea that would change the world. And spoiler alert, she won. First prize of $25,000. In this episode, we'll find out why. The first round is brought to you by Owens Recovery Science, a single source for PTs looking for certification in personalized blood flow restriction rehabilitation training and the equipment you need to apply it. Find them online at owensrecoveryscience.com.
The best conversations happen at happy hour.
Come on.
Welcome to ours. This is the PT Pintcast. Here's your host, physical therapist Jimmy McKay.
Asha, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jimmy. Thank you for having me over.
So I tripped over you, as I alluded to in the intro, on social media. Because I'm a physical therapist, I'm looking for what other physical therapists are doing in big ways. I wanted to start with the start. Where are you from? What's your story and your background? Where'd you go to PT school, and where do you live and work now?
I'm a person of Indian origin, and I have pursued my bachelor's in India. The name of the university is called Sri Venkateswara Institute of Medical Sciences. After that, I pursued my master's at Mass General. Massachusetts General Hospital has an Institute of Health Professions, where I pursued my advanced Master of Science, specializing in neurology. And currently, I practice in Philadelphia, Greater Philadelphia. And the place that I work is Bryn Mawr Rehabilitation Hospital. It's located in Malvern. It's an acute rehab hospital.
So your route to physical therapy and the United States is, you know, pretty non-typical. What brought you from India here to the States? Let's start with that.
I like adventure. I like to explore my borders, yeah. Myself. So I applied to like 3 PT schools, and I luckily got admission to all the PT schools. One is Loma Linda University, the other is University of Indianapolis, and the third one is Mass General. And Mass General, I preferred because it has a good reputation, and it's also a Harvard affiliate. And I loved the program there. So I basically came over to study master's. I loved United States and haven't gone back yet. I go back to India to visit, but I liked it here. So I think this is my home now.
Well, we're glad you're here. When was this ballpark time frame?
So 2004 is when I pursued my master's. Yes.
That's great. All right. So you work now. And what kind of setting, what kind of patients do you see currently?
I'm a neurological clinical specialist, and I also am good with the vestibular rehabilitation. So my patients typically are patients with stroke, brain injury, gait and balance dysfunction, and patients who suffered a concussion or vestibular dysfunction.
The reason we're talking to you today is because of this contest, and I'll give the audience a little background. It's called Chasing Genius. It's from National Geographic, and I'm reading from their website the kind of prompt that describes the contest. It says, "One idea can change the world. Let it be yours." And essentially, it's looking for ideas that can change the world. Genius lives in all of us. Unleash yours is their motto. And you had to create a video about an idea that you had. And what was yours?
So my idea is, my mother had a vestibular migraine. So because of that, she has some balance disorders, and she woke up with some kind of dizziness. So I was trying to give her some exercises to help her with the vestibular rehabilitation, the VR exercises. And she speaks Telugu, which is an Indian dialect, and she understands English to a basic extent, but she does not understand the reading part of it.
Okay.
I thought, you know, like India being such a vast country, and there are people who are literate, by being literate, they might not be English literate, but they are literate in their own languages. So I thought of a need for having our own rehabilitative exercises translated into that particular dialect that the patient is comfortable with.
And just to be clear, your mother is still in India. So you're communicating by phone, Skype, email, how?
Yes, but over the Skype. My father, who speaks English, you know, like, he's not patient enough to explain my mom. And so I thought, you know, like, there are many people like my mother, and I thought of a great need to have these exercises translated to Indian languages and multiple other dialects as well.
Your idea is really a communication idea. You're trying to eliminate that barrier of communication to be able to share ideas.
Exactly. To improve the patient's understanding of the exercise and the rehabilitation part. My other, an etching to this, which I also came from my personal experience, is my grandparents are farmers by trade. You know, they own a farming land and they do farming in a rural India, in a rural backdrop of India. They are well off. They are, you know, they're financially sound. However, for them to avail rehabilitation services, they have to travel a long distance. And unfortunately, even as of today, the public transport is not wheelchair adaptable. And my grandfather had suffered amputation from diabetes. So he also had to relocate, live with my parents for some time and get rehabilitation services. The application in itself also is creating a tele-rehabilitation platform, which would be HIPAA compliant when you're talking to your patients online. The Skype and, you know, like, the regular tools that we have are not HIPAA compliant. So if you're sharing patient protective information, you want them to be secure. The tele-rehabilitation adds to the fact that you can see your patients online, talk to them, understand them better. And even when they're doing their exercises, you can video chat with them and see how their way of exercising, and you can correct them.
You were doing some tele-rehab with relatives literally from around the world, Philadelphia to India.
Yes, exactly.
That's amazing. We'll share with this episode the link that people can check out your winning submission video. Talk about the gentleman in the video.
So the gentleman in the video is actually a patient of my junior, you know, like the junior, by meaning junior, this is a graduate who graduated 3 years after I graduated from the university in India. Okay. And he lives in a rural backdrop. So you see the gentleman having stroke, and you can see the, like, how he's having difficulty stepping over the curb or using the bathroom in his home. What we are trying to do with the gentleman is to talk to him over the phone. Everybody has a smartphone in India, most of them, through the smartphone, using the video teleconferencing tool to help him understand the exercises, and also if he comes with any new problem, to have him problem solve along with the therapist, so that the therapist can guide him to do the exercises. And he has made some good gains, and the patient really loved the idea and he took it forward.
You're just showing accessibility. You obviously know what it's like to live there because you were from there and your family still currently lives there, and you're using what's already readily available. That's just a physical therapist thing to do, is you use what's readily available, what people have, and literally talk in a language or give them information in a way that they can understand.
And if you think about it, Jimmy, after a stroke, a patient, some of them do suffer aphasia. When they have aphasia, even if they are bilingual or multilingual, the language that comes back quickly to them is the language that they have learned in childhood. And that's the language that they understand easily. And English is my second language. Like, I don't, I do think in English now when I'm speaking to you as well. But when, you know, like, maybe like 15 years before, when I speak to you, I first think in my native language and then I communicate back to you in English.
Okay, I've never heard about or thought about this before. So let's go back. I don't want the audience to miss this point. I don't think we covered this in PT school, and I haven't worked with multilingual patients who've had a stroke. So that's what you see? You see when patients have a stroke, they default to their native tongue from when they were a child? First?
Yes, I think so. Like, I'm currently seeing a patient with stroke right now, and he speaks English, and he also speaks Armenian. He's from Armenia. and he has lived here for over 40 years, I would say. He's aphasic right now. He's not like totally non-comprehensible. He can communicate back. But when I have to explain him how to walk, he's a pusher as well. Mm-hmm. And when I have to explain him how to walk, I ask his son to translate it for him, even though he understands English to a fair extent. And his son obviously tells me that, you know, like when he communicates back, he has trouble sometimes understanding him as well. But it's much more successful in his language than in English.
So you go to the first language. I can see that. That makes sense. But I don't think anybody's ever actually said it like that before.
I think this is from my personal experience. I don't know if there are articles that have looked into it. But I, as I say, I'm not a speech therapist, so I might not be the right person to.
Well, I'll tell you right now, I can already hear the audience out there listening, Googling this and trying to figure out if there are articles, I can see, which is a great thing, right? Trying to get people to figure some different angles out and see if there's already been some evidence behind it. That's awesome.
Yes.
So let's talk about where people can find out about this thing that you created. It's called Therex Portal. You can find it at therexportal.com. When someone goes there, what are they going to see? What are they going to be able to use?
When you go there, you can see like 3D models of patients, like of characters like with stroke, spinal cord injury, balance dysfunction, and vestibular disorders. The reason why I chose 3D models is it's easier to depict, and I can have multiple angles of the same model. These are photorealistic human-made models.
They look like video game characters. I mean, they're really well done. 3D versions of humans going through these Therex routines.
Exactly. I actually spoke with a few of my colleagues at work and a few of my friends, and they preferred the 3D models over real people because they thought that the 3D models can be showing the exercise with the right biomechanics. You know, if you're hiring a model, of course you have to correct them multiple times. I will give you an example. I'm doing a pectoral stretch, a doorway stretch. If you look at a video or an exercise, you can only see the person from the front or from the back. But with a 3D model, you can basically zoom and pan the camera, and you can open the door, and you can show the front view, the back view as well. That's much more efficient that way.
We got to highlight the fact that when you won the National Geographic competition, Chasing Genius, $25,000, and you kind of alluded that's what you're going to use, you know, some of the money for is to make this HIPAA compliant so you can start it here in the US.
Exactly.
If you go to therexportal.com, of course, the 3D models, as Asha just mentioned, connection with the patient. I see the Skype logo. You're going to be able to directly connect via Skype.
I might be taking away the Skype because the Skype is not HIPAA compliant. I initially thought of Skype when I was trying to connect to patients in India, and HIPAA compliance is not a big thing in India. Like, there are not regulatory measures, so it's easier to connect to India, but I still want to get to a third party software that is already HIPAA compliant. There are multiple video conferencing tools out there that are HIPAA compliant, and I might be using one of them to be integrating to this application to tele-rehab with your patients.
I love that. I love that that's where you're going when that's what you're going to use this funding for. Other highlights that I see, training a caregiver. That's big.
If you think of it, like when your patient with stroke or spinal cord injury works at home, transfers are not well emphasized.
Right.
I have looked at multiple platforms here that we use, and even in those, I haven't seen caregiver training detailed or emphasized as much. But if you think of patient compliance and neuroplasticity, unless the caregiver is well trained, you cannot get the repetitions and consistency and motor learning back.
You know, as PTs, we talk about that a lot, of course, train the caregiver, but you're actually putting, you know, your money where your mouth is and actually showing caregivers how to do things with your same portal, with your same website, along with the exercises. That's great. I haven't seen that before.
Yes. So as a physical therapist, you can problem solve these. That's the neat part about it.
That's great. Printing exercises, patient participation, you can connect, as we mentioned, and then customized instruction. Where did that come from? Did that come from the need to make sure that communication wasn't lost?
Yes, exactly. So may I ask you, where are you from, Jimmy?
New York.
So I'm from Philadelphia. And if you have a patient from Texas or New Mexico, even in English, there are like slangs that you miss.
They talk funny everywhere else. We talk normal here in New York, but everybody else talks funny. You know, that's what we all think, right?
That's what we all think. And they might think the same too.
Sure.
So you can actually customize the slang too. So that it becomes their own native language and they own it. And even in Indian dialects, there is slang across regions. And that's the reason why I added the customization part, so that you can customize those instructions as well.
That's great. The show is brought to you by Arius Medical Staffing. Quite simply, I could talk on and on about Arius, and I do on the show, because they've supported us from the start. But what Arius does is they find you a job wherever you want to go. They've got placements, jobs for PTs in all 50 states. That's how many there are, right? 50? Right. 50 states in all settings. So where do you want to go? Check out where their jobs are. Talk to a recruiter. And again, want to make sure you know, this doesn't cost you, the PT, anything. All right? You just get to go do the thing you want to do, treat patients where you want to do it, and get paid for it. AURUSmedical.com. That is where you can find them. Talk to a recruiter there. Benefits go with it. Go here, try this. Don't like the area? Go somewhere else. Short and long-term assignments. You can travel from position to position or take some time off in between. Listen, you put a lot of work into becoming a physical therapist. Do it on your terms now. Travel the country getting paid to be a PT. AURUSmedical.com.
Hey guys, the Movement Maestro here, letting you know that Rock Tape is so much more than just a tape company. We are a movement company. Move stronger, longer with the world's best kinesiology tape, topical pain relief, mobility equipment, and protective gear. But that's not all. Learn from the best with our industry-leading continuing education courses. Want 20% off your first product purchase? Head on over to shop.rocktape.com and use the code PTPINECAST. Again, for the folks in the back, that's shop.rocktape.com and enter the code PTPINECAST. Rock Tape, the world's best kinesiology tape, the movement industry's new standard for education.
Let's give a nice, warm welcome to...
We're back. It's so great to see you. Let's get back to the show now. How did it feel to enter a contest like this and then with the result winning?
So I actually feel very fortunate. There were like over 1,050 applicants.
Wow.
And I wasn't, I was hopeful, I was aspiring for it. I stumbled upon this on Facebook. There was like a sponsored ad from National Geographic Channel, and I thought, why not give it a try? So I actually took a week. Created that video, 1 minute video in a week, entered the contest being a little hesitant. I think what helped me is like, I basically shared this link to therapists, not exactly patients, but to therapists in India and here as well. And they have started asking me questions on the actual video link. And I think that gained some traction, and maybe it has brought attention to the judges, because out of 1,050, your idea can be missed, right?
Right.
They selected 10 finalists out of the 1,050. And after that, since I already shared the link to my friends in India and also to the physical therapists here, they have been voting for me for a intensive voting period of 7 days. I have to really thank my friends, and I feel fortunate to have good friends and good colleagues who supported the idea.
That's
and
great.
It also, if you think about it, Jimmy, it's a validation from the therapist as well that's required. Multiple physical therapists from India have voted as well, and multiple patients have voted. And if you look at the link, there is a patient with a spinal cord injury. There is a nurse who is disabled who said like this would be great for her. There is another gentleman from New Mexico who said this would be great in his country. And there are like a few Middle Eastern gentlemen who have also said this is a great idea.
That speaks exactly to what your platform is and is going to be. It literally is crossing. Not only is it a great idea, and we can spot that as therapists, it's such a great idea. It's simple in its delivery of something that we can all, patients, caregivers, therapists, recognize that's needed, and you did it in a really easy to explain way. That has to be why you were successful.
Could be. Thank you very much.
But that's great. Congratulations. So what are you going to do next? You got $25,000 from Nat Geo. We mentioned you're going to, focus on HIPAA compliance, which obviously has to come first if you're going to use it here in the States. What else? Where do you see this going down the line?
You know, it's great that you're speaking about it, and that will improve my reach, Jimmy. But I also plan to use some of it for marketing to make people aware that such a platform exists. And I also want to add voiceover instructions in multiple languages, because if your patient is not literate to read the instructions, he could also hear the instructions while the 3D model is performing the exercise.
That's a great idea.
I think that would also help the patients.
What are you going to look at once this is launched in the United States, pricing-wise? How's it going to play out?
I'm thinking of keeping it very affordable. I'm thinking of a $10 per month pricing.
That works.
Yes.
Yeah, you do $10 a month. I mean, just write a check for, you know, $100-$120 a year, call it a day, and know that you have this. I mean, you're going to use this multiple times a day as a therapist. It's going to be a no-brainer at $10 a month.
I would like to keep it affordable. I don't plan to become rich with it. I just want to, you know, help all our physical therapy colleagues across the globe.
Yeah. The website, share it. I've said it a couple times, but I want you to say, where can people find this great idea?
TEDxPortal.com. You will also find it through National Geographic Channel. And luckily, it also has been published in Forbes. So that also comes up in the Google.
Well, hey, open invitation, Asha. Once you get this thing launched, HIPAA compliant, you're going to put a bunch of new features. And once this is launched, I'd love to have you back on the show and talk about it again. See where this thing is going, because I think it's a fantastic idea. I love it because my background is communications before I came to PT. So I love the fact that this is literally solving a communications problem across the world with physical therapy. It's got all my favorite things in it.
That's great, Jimmy. I was actually wondering about you, like how you're able to eloquently express so well. You might have a background in communications. What I was thinking.
I think you're the first person who's ever called me eloquent, but I'll take it. I like that. my story was a radio DJ and used to host radio shows and then came to physical therapy and, you know, put two things together, much just exactly like you did. Two things that, you know, quote, shouldn't get together, but once they do, it makes perfect sense.
It does make perfect sense to me.
All right. Asha, are you ready for three questions? We do this with all of our guests.
Sure. Please go ahead.
This is brought to you by our sponsors, Aureus Medical Staffing. Find them online at AureusMedical.com. I know you're in the Philadelphia area and you went to school in Boston, but Aureus can get you a job doing PT for short travel assignments anywhere in the U.S. If you had your pick to go somewhere in the U.S. and be a PT for 13 weeks, where would you go?
I would love to go to a warmer place like Texas.
Philly, not that warm this time of year, right?
Yes. Or California, too.
Yeah. Well, that's the cool part. Aureus can get you there. Check them out, AureusMedical.com. What they do, Ash, is travel assignments. And it doesn't cost you as the therapist anything to sign up and just look about where you might go. And yes, all the places that you just mentioned, all the warm places, they have assignments there. So second question, what's something that you read that really inspired you?
I don't know if you follow our former president. His name is Dr. APJ Abdul Kalam. He's an aeronautical engineer and a scientist.
This is the former Indian president.
This is a former Indian president. He's an aeronautical scientist. He's a really well-qualified man. He says, if you fail, never give up, because fail means first attempt in learning.
That's perfect. That's a great way to look at, you know, what failure can actually give to you instead of taking away.
That's my person that I look up for.
You know, I'm not very political on this show, but I love the fact that India actually had a scientist as a political leader, which I think we need more of.
Yeah, he's a really well-qualified man. And when he retired, he did not own anything. He just had five pairs of suits, a small two-bedroom apartment. And that was all he owned. And throughout his presidency, I think he was a president for over 10 years. And throughout his presidency, he's the most honest person that I have ever seen in politics.
That's great. I love that. All right, last question on three questions. Who is someone within the field of physical therapy and rehab that the audience should know more about?
I have met Susan, Dr. Susan Herdman at the vestibular rehabilitation course, and I really liked her way of teaching and everything. I think that's one person I look up to as a therapist.
Yeah.
If I were to be like really successful, I would like to be her.
All right, that's the last question. You're off the hot seat, okay?
Thank you. I'm feeling very nervous. I'm starting to get nervous.
No hard questions from here on out. We got one more. So at the end of every show, we let the guest have a parting shot.
This is The Parting Shot.
The Parting Shot is brought to you by Fox Rehabilitation. Their mission, to rehabilitate lives by believing in the strength of people. They believe in their clients and their ability to achieve what they once thought impossible. Optimal function to rehabilitate their lives. Find out more at foxrehab.org.
So let me phrase it like this for your parting shot. What would you say to a therapist out there who was going to try to create something similar to yours, maybe an application or a product? They were going to put themselves out there similarly to how you did it and create something to try to solve a problem. What would you tell them?
I have spent a lot of time talking to people. I think that has helped me a lot. before you even venture out, you know, you have to find the need for it, and you have to understand, put yourself in the consumer's point of view, like the patient's point of view, what their pain points are, and figure out their pain points. So I think that would really help you, like, to maybe create something.
That's just so well said, is understand it from who's going to be actually using or hopefully using your product and what they need and how you can solve their problem. That's perfect. Well said. All right, we'll say it one more time. It's therexportal.com. Asha Gumati, congratulations again for winning the Chasing Genius contest from National Geographic. Again, open invitation. Whenever you get that rolling and your compliance is all set and you're ready to launch that here in the US, we can't wait to let everybody know.
I would love to have you back. And, you know, like, I like talking to you, and I'm glad that I'm talking to a physical therapist. So it's great. Yeah.
Well, glad that you're out there doing that. Appreciate your time, Asha, and thanks very much for coming on the show.
Thank you very much, Jeremy.
The Physical Therapy Outcomes Registry,
brought to you by the American Physical Therapy Association.
It uses data from the profession
for the profession
to help you elevate your patient care, visualize your value, and define your future. The Outcomes Registry collects and aggregates electronic health record data from practices to help physical therapists make well-informed clinical decisions and track clinical outcomes against nationwide averages. By joining the registry, you'll gain a critical tool to demonstrate the value of physical therapy. It's easy. It's fast. It's the future. Find out more online now at ptoutcomes.com.
That's ptoutcomes.com.
The Physical Therapy Outcomes Registry,
brought to you by the American Physical Therapy Association.
Our home on the internet.
ptpintcast.com.
Created by Build PT. Build PT provides marketing services specifically for private practice PTs.
From website development and hosting,
providing content marketing solutions
for PT clinics across the country.
See what Build PT can do for you today
at buildpt.com.
The PT Pintcast is a product of PT Pintcast, LLC.
It is hosted and produced by PT Pintcast's CEO, Jimmy McKay, and CBO, Sky Donovan from Marymount University.
We talk PT, drink beer, and record it.
This has been another pour from the PT Pintcast.
The PT Pintcast is intended for educational purposes only. No clinical decision-making should be based solely on one source. While care is taken to ensure accuracy, factual errors can be present. Our lawyers made us read that.